This is a cloudy Monday Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us. Within 2 years, the city of Springdale plans to have a new criminal justice complex in downtown. Officials broke ground on the project Friday afternoon. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the ceremony, and she brings us this report.
Mayor Doug Sprouse says this is going to be a great project for the city.
This is a huge, huge deal for us. It's a big deal for our city. It's a big deal for the residents of our city.
He says it's a big deal for public safety and the police department, who has run out of space in its current location.
We had known for many years that we needed to find a way to make room for city operations and to be more convenient to our residents. When the current facility was built in the mid-90s, Springdale was less than half the size it is now. And so obviously as our city has grown, we've been challenged. We've all been challenged in City Hall with space, but probably no one more than the police department.
The new criminal justice complex is being constructed next to the current city hall. Construction of the 125,000 square foot building is estimated at around $35.5 million. The project is being funded by the 2018 bond issue that was passed by Springdale residents.
When it came time to expand City Hall and to build a new police department, you didn't have the debate in Springdale about where to put it. We knew it was going to be downtown. And that's where we want to be. That's where we need to be. And I'm thankful that the residents of Springdale and the voters of Springdale supported that and supported it strongly. This ballot issue passed by 80%, 80-20.
The city also received an approximately $3 million grant through the Walton Family Foundation's Northwest Arkansas Design Excellence Program. The building was designed by Duval Decker Architects, who are based in Jackson, Mississippi. Roy Decker with Duval Decker says the architecture of the building will be simple and it will be constructed from durable materials that will last a long time.
It takes its cues from the buildings that are here, the Shiloh Meeting Hall, the Chamber of Commerce building. It doesn't look to the past.
Instead, he says, it takes those roots and looks toward the future. The plan, Mayor Doug Sprouse says, is to complete the project in two parts.
Phase one will be the construction of the new police department, the new courts facilities, and Judge Harper's here, by the way, and our new city attorney suites and offices area.
That's expected to take about a year. Phase two will be the renovation of the current city hall.
Then those departments will move into the new facility. The existing departments that are still using the current city hall will move to other buildings on Spring Street for the most part. And then the renovation of the existing city hall will take about a year. So we are looking at about a two-year process if everything rolls the way we hope it does.
Mayor Sprouse says the project will increase efficiency for residents by placing city services in one location instead of having them spread out through downtown.
I tell you, I grew up here. I couldn't live in a better place. And we are so blessed to be here in Springdale. And we're blessed to be in Northwest Arkansas. But for me, we're so excited about Springdale's future. And we're proud of our past and we're excited about our future.
The project also includes the purchase of some land to make room for parking. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.